For the past month, Bob Prunella has been working with the city's assessor and the borough attorney to revise the city's borough petition, which the council originally approved back in 2008. The city never got enough signatures from outside the city limits to turn the petition into the state. Prunella noted that at the time, Petersburg only held one meeting to discuss the petition with the general public. For Prunella, it wasn't surprising that most people who attended were opposed. He recommended more outreach.
You certainly need more than one public meeting the next time around. Just did not get the information out, or answer the questions that needed to be answered, or answered them correctly. So I'm trying to prepare some documents to make sure all that happens this time.
Prunella said he'd also conducted extensive interviews with people inside and outside the city limits, as well as staff and department heads. He said he was developing a variety of fact sheets, answering the questions he's heard about the borough. He saw a lack of outreach and accurate information as factors that contributed to a lack of trust from people in outlying areas.
When you present this petition the next time, you don't want anything in there that is someone's going to doubt or question and you can't answer it. Because there's a lot of feeling out there, not a lot. Yeah, there's quite a bit of feeling that they weren't told the truth, and now there's a feeling of mistrust. It's kind of interesting. Some people I talk to say, well, we mistrust them. And I say, well, who are them? Well, I don't know, but we just mistrust them. Well, I don't know whether you're them or they're them or plural, I'm them, but we don't want any of that to be in the petition or the charter.
Before he moves forward with the work, Prunella wanted to clarify the council's position.
Is this council fully committed to pursuing the borough? And willing and able to put in the time you may have to and the enthusiasm, because without that, I think there'll be difficulties.
Prunella said his sense was that the current council supported borough formation, though he did not think the commitment was there in the past. According to City Manager Scott Hahn, the council is definitely interested in a borough.
I do think that as Bob's working towards, you nearly need to have a better kind of summary of the costs and benefits of this thing, because we don't really know. We're trying to get the information now, and we don't have those numbers. So it's hard to know if you're going to go buy a car if you don't know what the details are. So have a great big interest in buying the car, but we need more detail.
But Mayor Al Dwyer pointed out that a lot of those details, like new property tax revenue, are just estimates right now.
We're talking $4 million based on an unknown assessment. We don't know what the assessments are. We assume that raw land with a cabin on it is not going to be assessed as much as a lumber or gold mine someplace. So, we don't really, we'll never know that until the borough has been formed and we have our assessments done, and then we can have some idea of what it's going to cost.
Between additional federal and state funding for boroughs, Bob Prunella did not think the city would lose money in the process. Prunella was city manager of Wrangell when that city became a borough in 2008.
You are going to receive, over 3 years, $600,000 from the state of Alaska to form the borough, along with establishment of your comprehensive plan, which you have to do. And right now, Wrangell has completed all that, all of it. The assessment of everything, the comprehensive plan, all the work they did on the borough, and have a couple $100,000 left in the bank.
Prunella said expense and revenue details are in the petition, and he's working to update that information. However, if the council is basing its decision to form a borough strictly on money issues, Prunella said forget it. Prunella emphasized there were many other reasons, such as having more local say on land use issues and the future of the area. That was a key concern as well for Councillor Dan Hickman.
We have an energy issue that is becoming more and more critical, and people are starting to fret a bit about things like the intertie systems, road systems, and so on and so forth that will infringe upon their community or their private property.
Hickman said the city had to get the borough formed, but he also emphasized the city needed to make clear to the public what they'd be agreeing to. Councillor John Haverlick elaborated on that issue.
We do have to say this is somewhat, you know, approximately how much it's going to cost you, and this is what you're going to get for it, if anything. It's just rational that people are going to want to know that.
The council didn't give Prunella any formal direction Monday night. He is planning to discuss borough formation again tonight at the Kuprnoff City Council meeting. In order to submit a borough petition for state review, Petersburg will need 22 signatures from voters outside city limits and 145 from voters within the city. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.